after the game yesterday, after your win over the Broncos, Dion, you were quoted as saying you could see early with Denver that the speed of the game defensively for them was going to be an issue. Was this a guy throwing up on himself? Was this a guy passed out? What did you see that you knew early these guys were going to have a tough time keeping up with your offense?
Well, I think the biggest thing what we pride ourselves on is tempo. And I think going to the game, once we established that and we noticed the guys' hands on their hips and stuff, which is a good sign for us, we continue to push on with our tempo. And that's what we saw. You know, the coaches, we got so many different styles, the way we want to attack the game, you know, whether we want to speed the game up, we can slow it down, spread them out, too tight, whatever. That was working for us, and that's what we continue to do.
You guys had 94 plays.
Yeah.
I mean, including some of the penalties, but 35 first downs. I mean, you've been here. You've seen the no-huddle offense under Tom Brady. But is it getting to the point where you guys are so comfortable in perfecting it that now it's like a speed beyond, you know, fast-paced no-huddle?
Well, no, I want to say
it's
that.
So, it's
working.
Different gear.
It is. And like I said, at the same time, the coaches have the chance, or just say, for instance, if we want to speed it up, we can do that whenever we want to. The thing is, we're doing a pretty good job of executing the plays the way the coach is designing them and going out and attacking the defense. I think most importantly, the front line is doing a great job of run blocking and pass blocking. When we want to – we run the ball at will and we've been throwing it at will. I think the plus now is everybody – the whole league is so used to us throwing the ball all the time. Now we've established this run game. That's a plus for us. That's a big plus.
Yeah, I mean, I always talked about anyway, throwing the ball so much. The Patriots from 2007 up until about somewhere during the last season was just primarily known as a passing football team. And now you come back out here with all these different looks that you talk about.
Right.
You know, how much do you think it affects the other coaches and the other teams that are getting ready for there's so many things that you guys show them during the course of the season?
Because you look at our offense and you see all these different mismatches from a spread category. You look at our offense and we go three wides and we got the tight ends with one back.
Yeah.
Now, that's a traditional passing formation. That's what you would think.
Yeah.
But we can run the ball out of that as well. And we've been doing a great job at it.
Yeah.
So now, once you start implementing all that stuff, and then now we can throw the ball out of two tight where we have three tight ends on the field, two running backs. And we can also spread them out of the same formation.
Yeah, and you guys did a good job yesterday, too, of even when you're in the three wide out look.
Yep.
Because you guys do a pretty darn good job of blocking. You had a great block yesterday, you know, kind of springing for a first down. And just those kinds of things is just the attention to detail that the Patriots put into these things during the course of a week. Yeah. It's kind of unmatched by anybody else around the league, offensively or defensively, as far as preparing for a game.
And it's hard to do that. I think most importantly, you know, this offseason, Coach made a point of emphasis that we need to get this run game going. And they did a great job going out and getting the right guys, putting the right guys on the front line.
Was that a message to all you guys in camp?
That was a message to all of us. Yeah. We're going to run the ball. And so all the receivers just like, hold on.
Yeah, you know, you remember the game.
You know what I'm saying?
You remember the game, but you're going to the preseason game.
Yeah.
Look, I'm not running. I'm not throwing out one pass until I effing.
That's right.
Until we get four first downs running the ball.
Yeah, four or five.
And we win the game, and we had to run the ball.
So it's like Hoosiers had four passes before he can shoot. And Bill had
four
running first downs before he can throw.
Oh man, it was
the conversation.
It was crazy, man.
That's
but you went out there and blocked your butt off.
So, that's right. To get the first down.
So that was your focus in camp. I better improve my blocking.
Man, I want to always improve my, anything to help my teammates. You know, overall, you want to be the complete receiver, whether it be catching the ball and blocking as well.
I mean, what you say that was talked about in camp, I mean, was it just emphasis on so much of nickel seems like a base defense these days, especially against you guys. Was it an acknowledgement of that the league is turning to a passes league, that people are putting smaller players out there, and we're going to just sort of flip the script here a little bit and run the football?
Well, we know – I can't say for other teams, but I know that's what we're going to get. Now, you go into a – I don't know. You watch Baltimore, they run the ball a lot.
Yeah.
You know, there's no –
that's why they started throwing the ball going to the huddle.
So, there you go. Exactly. Now, that's what's happening. So, you throw all those DBs on the field. We got to run the ball.
Yeah.
Just run the ball, you know. Yeah. It's set up for us to do that. So,
And I was trying to explain to these guys last week about what what it means to a team, your team, when mm-hmm. you're able to run the ball very well like you did last week with Ridley, and then when you see Bolden just put his his shoulder in somebody's chest and run him over and carry him into the end zone, mm-hmm. what it does for your football team as a whole, it just tells you that, hey, we're for real. We're the more physical team right now. How did you guys feel last week when you saw Bolden do that?
Well, that was the biggest thing, week. You know, not only establishing
how much
the
it energizes
game,
you,
but establishing dominance on the field.
Yeah.
And
what it does for your
being
attitude.
The most physical team, exactly. Yeah. We always pride ourselves on that. Yeah. You know, being the most physical team on the football field on Sunday. You know, not only that, I think overall we're doing a great job of being balanced. You know, Josh is doing a great job of, you know, we're setting up certain things. We're running the ball good. Play action is doing great. I mean, everything is working well. We got to continue to get better. You know, the whole game wasn't perfect, though. It wasn't perfect.
You still got three phases to work on, Dion. You know that.
Yeah. With the three phases?
Sure,
no, I mean, overall,
sure
you think
hear
about
that today,
it.
Right?
Honestly, you know, the first half was like the second half of our Buffalo game.
Yeah.
Think about it. Because we came out the third quarter, went three and out. Yeah. You know, that was a point in the game. That's
the start of a half.
Exactly.
It's all about the start of everything. Mm-hmm.
You know, start of the game,
start of
the second half.
Yeah.
And we came out and went three and out. That's something that that's not what we want to do.
54 runs to 31 passes. That's a big difference from this team last couple of years. Yep. Wes was a huge part of that in the receiving game yesterday, 13 catches. You didn't hear it, so I want to play it for you. Wes went on Post Game Live last night, a show that Troy Brown is a star of, in my opinion.
I didn't start.
Quite frankly. Ty's good, but Troy's the star. This was Wes Welker after the game yesterday in terms of having the 13 catches versus maybe not playing as much earlier in the year.
Right. Yeah, it's kind of nice to stick it in Bill's face.
You have to see Wes's face when he did that. He kind of had a little smirk on his face, and he gave a little wink. Yeah. You know, so
that's Wes.
I didn't think much of it, but you know,
I don't think
Coles,
Coach takes too much of it. Yeah. You know, that's Wes. Wes is a clown, man.
Dang it.
Yeah. You know, that's Wes.
I hope not. I didn't think he'd take too much of the whole foot jokes either, though. But hopefully it doesn't come back. I say, you know, it's nice, and you're right.
Well,
so I think people are going to blow this thing out of
proportion. Right, they should.
I think people are going to blow this thing out of proportion because I was there. You saw the smirk in the face. Yeah. You saw the wink. You know, this is Wes Welker jokes.
Yeah. And again, you got to know Wes, too.
That's Wes, man. And Coach Belichick knows.
He's got a Belichick sense of humor, kind of dry with the not really wanting to smile and trying to hold it back.
Yeah.
You know, one of those type deals.
I like that
right.
face.
So, yeah.
So it's nice to stick in his face, but is it smart? To
stick in his smart face. You got to talk to Coach later, right?
I'm joking, Coach. Not really. Yeah.
They might play that sound for him later on today.
I know you guys are always getting ready for the next drive, but I'm curious, with Manning in the building yesterday, I mean, two Hall of Famers back and forth, did you at all try to peek and watch him play? And if you did you notice any rust on Peyton yesterday?
I think we spent so much time on the sideline making adjustments and stuff. So, you know, I think once we do that, by the time my head came up, I think the defense was stopping him. So only time was probably late in the game.
Started paying attention a little bit.
Yeah, we saw
we all
did.
31-20.
Y'all tried to give him the game back. I mean, you get out there, you fumble the ball, and you get sacked on fourth down, and he throws it backwards. You know, so like, are you trying to make it interesting?
Yeah, I think late in the game, you know, we had the opportunity to watch him. You know, we played good against a great team. You know, I think we, like you said, we tried. I think we left. We gave them so many opportunities as far as the offensive side of the ball. You know, a couple of times we could have actually finished the game the way we always talk about finishing, and we didn't. We put the defense back against the wall, and they stopped them. They held them. You know, stopped them on fourth down, thanks to Willis, and then the fumble that Rob caused. So hopefully we got to stop doing that.
That's,
you know, so we won't be talking about these type things here.
That's one of the three things I see kind of missing with this football team right now is they have to get better in the secondary defensively, and they have to get better at special teams. Return game is, you know, pretty pitiful right now. And then the third thing is just
finishing
being able to finish games, and that goes for both sides of the ball.
That's right.
and especially the offensive side because they haven't finished the games the way they should have been finishing the last three or four weeks.
It was unfortunate, too, because Stephen Ridley's been absolutely outstanding. He had that late fumble the other day, fumble against Buffalo, goes out of bounds. But that wasn't coming off a big 20-yard gain. You're like, this is what you're talking about. Finish the game.
Yeah.
And then
he when you're up 31-7.
You seem pretty broken
and
up.
And the score ends up being 31-21. It's a little more exciting than that because they fumbled going into the end zone too on a nice little drive they had going.
Yeah.
I mean that's kind of an issue when you have 31-7.
All right,
you got to take care of.
I was looking for your phone. I want to see how many text messages you and Pete Carroll kind of going back and forth.
Man.
Big week coming up.
I'm pretty sure he'll text me. Not yet. I'm pretty sure he'll text me.
Yeah.
I'm
your favorite spots up there in Seattle ready to go?
Nah. I had a great time, man. I enjoyed it in Seattle. It was
when it wasn't raining?
Nah, you know, it don't rain that much. It don't rain as much as people think it does.
Yeah.
With the time I was there, I'll say that.
Well, and Tom said this morning on DNC. He's not played in this building. You played a lot of home games there.
Yeah.
Do we overrate how loud it can get and how much of an advantage that place can be when it gets real loud?
This is by far the loudest stadium in the league.
How will that affect the no huddle that you guys?
It won't.
You don't think?
No, sir.
Tom said he loves doing it at home. It's easy to communicate.
And then we love doing it on the road, too. You know what I'm saying? We went in a hostile environment, you know, in Buffalo.
Yeah.
It was loud there. You know, the thing is all about us just focusing and concentration, and we'll be okay.
The thing on the road is you got to get up. You got to get up by a couple of scores on them, and then you can quiet the crowd down a little bit. Then you
I don't know about those guys.
But it's crazy out there.
They're not going to be quiet.
Yeah.
Yeah, the Patriots coming to town, man.
Yeah, that's the 12th man out there, man. It's a loud place to play.
Yeah.
I never played in that stadium before. Yeah. Matter of fact, in 15 years, I only played in Seattle once.
In Seattle?
In Seattle.
You played in the dome, though.
In the dome.
Oh. It was with that AstroTurf?
If you want to call that turf. Oh.
Played in the dome.
Yeah, that was
with
that was
Ricky Waters, huh?
Ricky Running Waters.
Yeah.
You know? Yeah. So that actually, he wasn't even Ricky playing then. It was my rookie year.
That I think Dave
it
Craig?
93 and 94.
David
was
Craig,
Dave,
right?
Was it Dave Craig?
Yeah.
I think it was Dave Craig, yeah. Way, way back in the day.
Man.
Yeah. I forgot who was coaching him, too. Was it the
Dennis Erickson?
This was before him.
Yeah, Erickson.
Yeah, he was.
We're going down memory lane here. Yeah, they got sad. It's going to be.
Dion back, the old school.
Dion and Pete will be emotional.
People don't. I mean, I get on Pete a little bit, but I actually like Pete.
Yeah, I
thought he was a good dude, you know.
Yeah.
He just took over the wrong team here in New England at the wrong time.
Yeah.
You know, he wasn't the disciplined guy he needed to be because you come from Port of Sales to Pete.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I mean, Pete always coached guys like Ronnie Lott and those guys on defense. I mean, he had such great ball players over there that he didn't have to worry about them as much. Just tell them what to do, and they'll do it, and they'll take care of themselves. But here, so many young guys took advantage of Pete and the way he wanted to coach. But I guarantee you, though, he ain't going to be afraid to dial up some defenses for these guys on Sunday. He's going to have some stuff ready to go for them, and he's going to call it.
And we know they're going to do it. It's going to be a great game. We got to go out and, you know, just play our game. We can't worry about the noise and all that stuff because it's going to be there. It's going to be loud.
Be 4 o'clock in Seattle. It's Deion Branch joining us in studio every Patriots Monday. Deion, good one yesterday. We'll talk to you next week. Appreciate you.